Hey everyone, it's Belinda Ellsworth here, and I've got a bonus episode for you. So I've been working really hard this year on getting on other podcast episodes myself, and this was one from an entrepreneur that interviewed me on her show because she absolutely fell in love with my planner. And she asked me to be on to just really talk about the creative part of creating that planner and what was behind it and really what the benefits are of that planner. So I hope you enjoy this episode. I had a really great time being on with her. Nicole is an entrepreneur in Australia, and she really has helped move this planner, and it's helped her business quite a lot, as you'll hear in the episode. So I hope you enjoy.
Hello, everyone. It is Nicole Dennis from theparentpreneur.com here. And today I am so grateful to have Belinda Ellsworth with me here and going to talk about all things organization and her, my favorite planner. So Belinda Ellsworth has been a professional speaker, mover, shaker for more than 25 years. She's successfully built three companies. She's got a long history in the direct sales industry, and she's helped thousands and thousands of entrepreneurs to make better decisions, create successful systems, and build strategies using her four pillars of success system. So her iconic messages of good, solid business practices will stay with you forever and positively impact your bottom line. So those of you who know me know I am a super fan of organization. My background was actually project management, so it's something very close to my heart, and I really think it helps you to actually have more freedom being organized, and it just helps your life in so many ways. So Belinda, tell us a little bit. You have like so much experience in the direct sales industry. I'm kind of like a baby compared to you in this industry and network marketing, and you've trained tens of thousands of people. So in a lot of your training, I got your planner with the whole pack last year. You talk a lot about systems and organization. So can you share with us a little bit about why these are so important to success?
Absolutely. Well, systems, so I always say it's really important to have vision. Like, so these are the things I talk to leaders about. These are sort of like the priorities for a leader. Is definitely it's having vision within, you know, yourself, having those goals and having a vision, which is the broader picture, and then being able to build that vision in others. But then it is setting a schedule, because you'll be more productive when you know what to expect. You don't waste time trying to figure things out. It saves you a ton of time. And then in systems, it streamlines things for you so that it's duplicable, and not only for yourself, but then other people that you're training. And so systems are incredibly important, especially in the direct sales world or direct marketing, is you want to be able to teach everyone how to do what you've done. So if you've done it successfully, you want to be able to have systems that everyone else can follow along and figure that out and have that same level of success. And the more that we can sort of cookie cutter it, or, you know, franchises are kind of the same way. They have systems. Anybody can get a McDonald's franchise and pretty much read their manual, and not to say it's going to be guaranteed success, but it's probably going to be pretty successful because they've got extreme systems in place for running that operation. And so that's incredibly important. So those three things, and then organization, I'll talk a little bit more about that when we get to these four pillars of success. But organization. So
a lot of people resist it, right?
Oh, so my gosh.
They're like resisting the organization.
But here's the key about organization. Your lack of organization costs you more time than any other single thing. So when people say, well, I don't have time to do that, it's because they're not organized enough to fit that in. Or if they were organized, and that goes for everything, like in your business, knowing where to find something, if you need to make calls, having your numbers and having a place for your leads to live so that you can quickly make those calls when you've got an extra, 15 minutes. It's the same thing in if you're getting ready to go somewhere or you're packing or you're making something in your kitchen. You can do everything in half the amount of time if you know where all of your tools are, if you know where everything is. I have packed for a 2-week European vacation in 15 minutes. I mean, if you know where all of your stuff is, it literally takes you minutes to really get moving. So I'm a huge proponent of schedule, systems, organization. And you know, that doesn't mean that everything has to be perfect every single day. I mean, at the start of the day, my desk looks pretty good. At the end of the day, my desk looks pretty good. At any given time in the middle, you might think, wow, is she really organized? But everything has a place to live. That's the key. Mm-hmm. And then you just have to get in habits of putting things back where they should go and actually following through with that. But it doesn't mean that you can't be messy during the day. It doesn't mean that you can't be spontaneous or mm-hmm. all over the place. It just means that at the end of the day, you have a good idea what you're doing. And just like when you wake up in the morning, when your feet hit the floor, you should have a pretty good idea of what you're going to be doing, or you'll waste a lot of time.
Yeah, absolutely. I am such a big proponent of that. And I, you know, before I came to the network marketing industry, I was in project management for many years, and people would hire me, like I would get hired by clients because I was super efficient and organized. And one of the like jobs that I did last actually replaced 2 full-time staff in 3 days a week. And people were like, how do you do that? And I'm like, it's just, I'm organized. I like know exactly what I'm going to do and I'm focused and I just do it. And then I have like more free time by doing that because it takes me less time to do everything. So I think organization is, people think it's going to reduce the spontaneity in their life, but it actually increases the opportunities for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So like for me, a paper planner is a huge, huge part of my, like, I mean, I think people sometimes think I'm a little crazy, right? Like I've got my paper planner right here on my desk, all highlighted. That they're like, really? Like you're really good with all this tech and you still use like a paper planner. But to me, even when I worked in project management on billion-dollar projects, I still used a paper planner as like a key part of my daily, like being organized and staying on track and staying focused. So, and I really believe that a good paper planner has to have a lot of features, which your planner ticks all the boxes. And this is the first year I found out about your planner. So 2020 is the first year I used it and I loved it. So where did you get the inspiration to create this planner? And you're like, there's been so much, I can see there's so much thought put into it. So
there is.
And I love that it's specific for this industry too. Although I've like recommended it to other female entrepreneur friends, I've showed it to them that aren't in network marketing or direct sales, and they've actually gone and bought your planner as well because it's that good.
Thank you. You know, it does have this all that ticks all the boxes for direct sales, but it's really anybody in sales. And then I even have people that aren't in sales, like I've had several. I've had a lot of realtors. Obviously, that's sales, and people in insurance sales using it as well. Which is really, at the end of the day, whether anybody wants to say it, it is a form of sort of kind of direct sales. You know, it's that one to one. But I had a lot of salon owners last year buy it, and they just told me they loved the scheduling, but then they loved seeing their month at a glance. And then they loved, like, actually for the first time ever, like no one had really asked them, like, what was your revenue for this month? Like really looking and saying, what was our sales? What was our revenue? What did we do? So I teach this 4 pillars of success. And so that's sort of the foundation of almost everything that I sort of train. And I've been training that for the last 25 years. And that is focus, commitment, consistency, and organization. So anything that I'm going to train or teach on or create a program, even if it's for leaders or if it's for, you know, even in recruiting for that matter, it's like I make sure that we really put an emphasis on those, the focus, commitment, consistency, and organization. And so this planner just really follows suit with that. But I've been a trainer in the direct selling space for the last 25 years. But prior to that, I was in the field as a consultant, you know, as a representative for 16 years. And so I would get a planner and then I would make it my own. You know, I would create all these little boxes in it and divide things out. And every year I would do this. And so a couple of years ago, it's been like probably 7 years ago, I had several CEOs within the direct selling space that were like, there's all these planners out there, but there's none for our industry. And if anybody's going to create one, it should be you. You know what the people need. You know what their challenges are. You know what they need to keep them accountable. You know what they need to be focused. And so I was like, yeah. There's got to be one out there. And I seriously, a couple of years went by, and then I kept getting bugged about it. And so then one day I was just like, I'm just going to order. I must have ordered 12 planners. And so I was just looking through all of them and I'm like, golly, there really isn't one that ticks all the boxes that I would really want for myself. And this was 4 years ago. I just literally got out paper and sketched it out on paper, just started writing like a crazy person. I spent about 4 days doing that. And I sent it to the graphic designer and she laid it out for me exactly like I wanted. That was year one. And then we got a lot of feedback. Like, I love this, but you know what would be awesome? I love this, but you know what would be really great? I love this, using it so much, but I wish it had this. And we got so many of those. And some of them I was just like, well, that's just not going to work. But then the other ones I were like, yeah, okay, how could we make that better? How could we make that look more like that? And it really was a lot of the people using it, the thousands of people using it, they gave us such great feedback that I do believe this is our best one yet. And it really fulfills kind of that vision I had in my head on year one. So I'm really, really happy with this year's planner. And we really found a good, it's not easy to find a manufacturer either. You know, that's one of the reasons I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to get in the manufacturing business. And and it's not easy. And it took us 4 years to find not just a printer, but somebody who has experience just doing planners. And so the quality of this one is better. Even as far as, you know, the page structure and the binding and the pocket and all that good stuff. So the quality is fantastic, but the insides are amazing because they really do help you stay focused. They really help you be accountable. I've created little tiny things in there, like the four little boxes on the month at a glance are for like your power hour and, your four income producing activities. So it really does help you be accountable. But the biggest thing that I added this year, so every year at the beginning of the planner, I used to have just a training article because I wanted people to have training too.
Yeah.
There was never really enough room to write everything I wanted to write. And then people were saying, I want more room to write on that page. Like, I want to write out who are the most important people for me to see and, you know, so on. And so in doing it this year, we made a decision. We scratched the training article. We gave them the most important dates and room to write. And then I recorded a live training for each month. So you could go in there with that little, it's our little QR code, and you could go in there and listen to that. And it's a video training every month. So like, I help you continue to stay focused and teach you just kind of some of the things. And like right now, the only one that's uploaded in there is January, because I'm getting ready to probably do February's here pretty soon. But I'm not going to do them till a month or two before, because look what happened last year. My goodness, if I would have recorded all those ahead of time, people would have went, are you kidding? Look what we're living in right now.
Yeah. Recall them. Hey, go do live events. It's like, maybe not in 2020. Yeah.
So I decided, like, I'll just wait and upload those probably a couple of months ahead of time, just to see where things are. I mean, I know what they should be focusing on in February, and I know what they should be focusing on in March. But, you know, I want to wait and see what's happening so that we know exactly best practices and best things to do. So you kind of have somebody over your shoulder saying, okay, come on, you can do it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I like do that with my team as well, because we're in the, you know, in Australia. And it's a little different, like our holiday season and stuff to you guys. It's really interesting working, you know, with the company I work with. I'm actually on their global council, and they're, I'm like, Australians don't work in January, and they didn't believe me for about 2 years until they were like, you were telling the truth. I'm like, yeah, we all go to the beach for like until the 26th. It's so yeah, there are those little things that you do need to kind of train, whereas I know like other parts of the world, everyone's like, January, let's go. And Australia's kind of more like February, let's go. Yeah, because it's our summer, right? So yep. The other thing I love that you put out this year is your, the leader planning guide. I love this. So do you want to talk a little bit about that? I mean, that's specific for, you know, if you already got a team and you're in a leadership kind of role. I wouldn't recommend a new person. They probably don't need this, but it's great for leaders to, or, you know, people up and coming leaders to give them some great ideas to work with their team.
Yeah. I do want to just say before we move on to that subject, we did add all the Australian holidays in the show. So I do want to let everybody listening know that. We added all the Canadian holidays. I've been to Australia. This is the first time in 6 years that I haven't been. I've been once every year, and I've done a little tour, and I've done trainings over there. And so this year with COVID, it was the first year that I didn't come. But I've really built a nice some nice friendships there and some nice clients. And so we really wanted to honor that by putting those holidays in there as well. So
yeah, I love it. I love that we have like that in there as well. And it's great that you've got that global focus, because you know, in this industry, a lot of us end up with a global team, like all over the world, and you've got to think about, like, you know, different things are important to different, like, you know, Chinese New Year is a big thing for my team in Asia, and then there's like things, holidays that are important in the US that we don't really celebrate here, like Thanksgiving and things like that. We don't celebrate that in Australia, and then there's things we celebrate. So it's really great to know that information if you are building a global business.
Yeah. So the leader guide. So this is our fourth year with the planner. But like for the last 2 years, people are like, I wish you would design a planner for leaders. And I was just like, I'll be honest, it was a little irritating. I was like, are you kidding? I'm trying to make it here. And we got to order so many of these planners and create another whole planner for leaders. So then I started thinking about it. And I'm like, why? I'm not going to create two planners. And then leaders are like, I'm like, what if somebody is a consultant when they start and then they advance to leadership? Then what are they going to do? And so then I get down with this whole group of leaders and I said, what is it you're really, what do you really want? You're saying you want a leader, you know, a planner for leaders, but like, what is it you really want? And what they really wanted was a leader planning guide, not a calendar. They just wanted to know, how do I best work with my team? What are some ideas? How do I track that? How do I plan that? And so I started mapping that out. I started drawing it out on paper. And I really, just this year, I mean, we literally did not make the decision to do this until April. And so we quickly started mapping it out. And then I pulled together an advisory board of about 12 really top leaders from across the industry and said, I want your feedback on this. What's important to you? And then this one, there's eight video trainings in this one. And they're a little bit more advanced. They're a little bit more detailed. And so we're really super excited. We think we've hit all the marks with this. We decided to do it by quarter because you should be planning a quarter at a time of a year anyway. And we gave people ideas, and so they could sort of pick and choose from those ideas. Like, oh, this is what I'd like to do with my team. If you're more heavily a party plan type company versus network marketing, there would be different things you would choose out of that list. And even for people that aren't in either one, we've got like the 21 day challenges or the I am, you know, movement for January. And so like we tried to include things for people that were just in sales and that they might want to do with a team of people that they might be working with. So that's that. And then we added different stats. And we really, in this, I'm a big, huge stat girl. And to me, analytics, stats, whatever you want to call them, I don't know what you call them there, but I'm huge on statistics and analytics. Like that's my jam, and I love it. And I really think you can't set accurate goals unless you kind of know where you've been. And then how am I going to set where I want to go from here? And so in the planner itself, there is a page for a small amount of stats every month. Mm-hmm. But in the leader guide, we really get heavily into the stats, and we really teach you, what does that mean? And if I see this, then how do I coach for that behavior? And so that's in there. There's meeting ideas, because with a team, you have to keep them excited, engaged, informed, mm-hmm. Motivated, inspired, all of those things, and train them. So we think we nailed it for our first one. I thought we did a really, really good job doing it with this. So
I love it as a leader, because I have a big global team, and it's like trying to come up with ways to keep people inspired and engaged is, you know, sometimes you're like, oh, what should I do next? And it's just great to have a list of ideas there that you can be like, okay, this is going to be our focus. And I love the quarterly planning. I have always done that quarterly planning. I've transitioned it a little in the last couple of years to school term planning. We have 4 school terms a year, so it's still quarterly planning, but I have a little, like those school holidays. Australia has our school holidays 4 times a year, a little bit different to the US. So, yeah, I like slot that in. I'm like, okay, this term, let's go. This is what we're going to do. And then, have the like school holiday break, and the next term, let's go. So it's still quarters. I've just transitioned that a little bit since becoming a mum of a young child, because she's only 3 still. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but she goes to school, Montessori school, for the mums out there. They start them at 3. 5 wow. days a week. It's amazing. She loves it, and it's really allowed me to have like those school hours to be focused during school term, which is amazing.
Amazing is right.
I love it, because it's very hard when they're at home to get very focused for more than half an hour.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So what are the top tips that you, as you know, someone who's so passionate about systems and organization, would give to people who want to achieve success? Because I know a lot of people say they want to be successful, and I see them really fall down on that just daily doing these things and being organized.
A couple of things, and that is I've been doing a little training on this fall kind of, but it's being intentional. So I am being intentional is really making your actions align with your words. So a lot of people say, oh, I'd like to sell this much, do this month. I'd love to get promoted this month. I'd like to advance rank or whatever it is. And but they don't really go and do the actions that are going to support that. And so it's really learning to be intentional. And part of that is, you know, I'm huge on goal setting. Like I've always, that's always been a big part of everything. And I've been amazed at over the 25 years of being a trainer that, so when I first started speaking, I'd say, you know, how many of you have your goals written down in a place where you can see it? And I would get about 25% of an audience. And over the 25 years, that has shrunk and shrunk and shrunk to where it is less than 10% now of an audience that will raise their hand. Yeah, I don't think people really realize it till you're teaching it. So then I did a lot of research in this last couple of years as to why, like why. And there's kind of 2 reasons in that. And one is that people believe if they just do something part-time or as a side hustle, and we have lots of entrepreneurs now that are doing a variety of things as a side hustle. And so for some reason, people have it in their heads that if it's just a side hustle, you know, extra stream of income, then it's not worthy of a goal. Like, you know, I'll just see what happens and we'll see how it goes. And, you know, this isn't my real gig. This is just, and I'm like, it doesn't matter if you're going to be a hobbyist, be the best hobbyist you can be, you know, what are your goals for being that hobbyist? Then if you want to work 1 night a week, work 1 night a week, but determine what is that night, you know, schedule things to fill up that 1 night a week so that you can look at your calendar, go, okay, well, every Tuesday is booked now for the next 12 weeks. You know, like you can still have a goal. But then the second thing that is huge, and it's even surpassing that first one, is people are afraid to set goals. This fear of failure is really It's putting a big, huge burden and weight on people. They're afraid. And, you know, some of the research I've done in that is that we just live in this social bubble of social media and people don't want to put it out there. Like, you know, that, oh, I'm saying I want this, but I don't want anybody coming back. Like, I've had people say, I don't want anyone to have any expectations out of me. And so it's the most amazing. I'm blown away on a regular basis by it. So it was just to encourage people. Set a goal. It doesn't have to be stupendous. A goal doesn't mean you want to be number one. A goal is what you want to be. And then strive for that. And then make your actions align with that. So what did I do today to get me to that goal? Whenever you ask yourself that question, what have I done today to get me there? You will be more intentional. And then the second one really is to be prepared. And I've kind of talked about this already, and this goes into the organization a little bit, but make it easy for you to do business, because when it's not easy to do, you will come up with every excuse to postpone it or procrastinate. Mm-hmm. So make it easy for you. Have a place for your leads to live. That's one of the things I like about the planner is you don't have to be all over the place. Your leads can live in the back. Your vision board is in the front. You've got your calendar in the middle. So you can kind of have everything right there if that's what you want. If you want it, create other systems, you certainly can, but you have to have a place for things to live. Like, you know, even when someone says, I'm interested in your opportunity, you should have all of your, you know, the credentials that you might send to somebody, whether that's some information, whether it's a video, whatever it is going to be, it should live in a folder on your desktop so that it's quick. I don't have to say, oh, I got to go find that. I got to go to my company's office and look for it. So be prepared, make it easy for you to do business. And then be brave. You just have to do it afraid. You know, the more that we do afraid, the more growth that we have. You know, it's in those moments when we're scared or we've never done something before. We're getting out of our comfort zone. We're challenging ourselves. We're pushing ourselves. Yeah. That is where you genuinely see the largest amount of growth. So I always say, do it afraid. It's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. You just got to like walk through that fear. I think that's one of the biggest things when I'm like mentoring people who have like got a commitment to doing, you know, to creating a business. The biggest thing is their own fear that they have to get through. And it like some people can walk through that really fast and some people, it takes them longer to get through that. Right. And it's really interesting to observe this, like always ourselves holding ourselves back.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm. So where can people go to get your planner so they can, you know, have a great 2021 and like set themselves up for success? Yep. I'm a huge fan of having your planner early in the year. Like I've already got mine because I'm actually got two-hour slots scheduled to do some of my planning for 2021 and like my goal setting next week. So I think you need to have it before the year starts.
I agree with that for sure. So it is, you can go to our website, which is stepintosuccess.com, and then it's 2021 planner. There'll be a link right there for it. Nicole also can post that link there for you. It's very easy, but that is where it's at, stepintosuccess.com. And then you will see 2021 planner. I do want to let everyone know that we made the investment. We shipped everything to Australia and it is all there in a warehouse in Queensland. So it comes out, it's on the Gold Coast. So it comes pretty quickly. It comes pretty quickly to people and they don't have to pay additional shipping charges like if it were being shipped from the US. They're just paying the shipping charges like if it were being shipped from the Gold Coast. And it's a flat shipping rate. That's one thing that we have done. The prices are in US prices. And I know the exchange rate isn't fantastic, but you do save with all that other things like shipping and duty and taxes and all the stuff that you might if you were ordering it from here. So we took on all of that. We prepaid all of that ahead of time and all of it is there in Australia.
That is so awesome. And it's like, it is such an important investment in your business, in your life, in your happiness to have a planner. Like, trust me on this one. Like, so, you know, I get asked all of the time about organization because I used to work and manage projects worth hundreds of millions and billions of dollars, which is, you know, pretty intense. And I'm like, you need a paper planner. And people are like, what? Like, you know, because I like use all these like project management software in my job. And I'm like, yep, but I still used a paper planner every single day, wrote out like before I finished work, what I need to do the next day, really clear. Every single day I've used it my entire career, the 20 years I've been working, I have always had a paper planner. So it's an investment in everything, in like your happiness, your success, everything. It's so important. So I want to say thank you so much to you, Belinda, for putting together the best planner I've ever seen. I love it. I love the way you've structured it. And thank you so much, because it's just so much more than just a diary you can go and get from your local shop. It's really got everything in there and really prompts you to think about how you want to set up your life. And I love that.
One of the things to mention on that, because this is what I would say to people when they say to me, like, well, I use a digital, you know, I use digital tools and I use a digital, and I'm like, well, I use a Google Calendar too. Like, it's in my phone and when I'm out and about. But here is the difference of having a paper planner is when you use like a digital tool or when you're using a Google Calendar like that, you are being reactive. So like Nicole reached out to me, she said, how about, you know, 6:30 my time? And I said, okay. And that goes in, you know, a calendar. And so then that is being reactive. I'm reacting to her seeing something. But when you look at a month at a glance and it's all empty canvases laid out before you, you are proactive. You will look at those spaces and say, I need to fill this. I need to fill this with something. This is missing. You know, you want to look at a planner that has writing, that has highlighting, that, you know, I always say to people when you say, oh, my business isn't doing really well, go back to an old planner and look when you were doing really good. It will be completely filled. It'll have all kinds of writing all over it. And you're not doing well right now because you got an empty canvas. So that is why I think they're so important, is it really helps you to be more proactive in your business instead of just reactive.
Yeah. And I love you've like included things like your daily health goals, like your water drinking. I fill those in every day, you know, my workout, my steps, all of that stuff. So it's really, it's great. It's so holistic and it's awesome. So everyone go out and get the planner, come back and let us know in the comments of this live, or if you're watching this on YouTube, or, you know, you might be reading, this is going to be in our next issue of our team magazine as well. Come back and let us know how you liked the planner and if you bought it and, you know, like the success that you're having. So thank you so much, Belinda, for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Nicole. It's been my pleasure. And thanks for promoting this. It's just been delightful getting to know you a bit better. And I loved your testimonial and your video, and it was just awesome. I appreciated it so much.
Thank you so much.